CWT. You're hearing the actual headphone output now. I'm going to mute myself, and we'll see how things go. Are still clearly there. I got my audio down. Console queue, pops are there. Just listen. I have the beam pointed north. Sure. hear that last unkey? It was awful. Thank you. Okay, now the so what I have is the headphones out into a microphone input on a sound card, and that's what you're listening to. So exactly what you'd hear on the headphones. Ironically, the problem happened. Ironically, you could hear K0MD call me Scott. Did you hear him call me? And the pops. So early on in the video, I was running power, 1500 watts. But I had my antenna pointed north. It was easier to find a clear frequency, right? So then I turned the antenna to the east and started calling CQ high power. And then you heard me when I switched over to, I took the amplifier out of line, put it in standby. And I worked at maybe one or two guys with a power of about 35 watts. And then I cranked the power up to, you know, max 110 watts. I think I was getting around 105 watts out on the LP700 anyway. So there you have it. The problem still exists. There's nothing crazy going on here. I'm keying on the serial line, the DTR pin, and here's the settings there, if you want to see on the screen here. So I've got DTR for CW. I've got RTS set to always off inside N1mm. The paddle, when I grab the paddle and use the paddle, I'm using the internal keyer on the K4. And the TX delay in the K4 is set to 5. I had the delay because I was running pretty fast. I actually ended up turning the delay up to 0.16, so 160 milliseconds, so I'd get a decent break in. Vox is on. Noise reduction is not on. So we can pretend we can do the song and dance that nothing's wrong. But the problem persists even without noise reduction. And it really is bad when you have crowded band conditions. That's why I did this in the CWT. So, I mean, I don't know what else I can do. You can blame the amplifier. I took the amplifier out of the line. It still has the problems. I mean, I guess you could blame N1mm sound. I don't know how you could have this problem if the code is written correctly. How can the radio unkey and go back to receive and some external thing cause that RF problem, especially when the amplifier is not in line? Anyway, I don't even know if you'll watch the whole video, but there you go. Once again, the problem still exists. It is far worse in crowded band conditions, and it's unbearable with noise reduction on in crowded band conditions, or even not crowded band conditions. So I hope that helps somebody work through this. You can see the settings I had on the screen now in the recording, and hopefully this will convince somebody to figure out what's going on here, because for the contest types in a crowded band condition contest, I find it incredibly annoying. Hence all the effort put into the videos. I hope it helps somebody figure this out at Elcraft 73. This is Max, NG7M. Bye.